The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Moshe Francis, Rosh Kollel of the Chicago Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah says, Umakrin es hapirza b'mayed, that one can repair a hole in a fence on cholamayed. Ketzed makrin, the Gemara says in Dav Zayin Omed Aleph, how do we repair this breach? Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, b'hutzav adafna, we can use palm branches. B'masnita tonin a brisa, we learn, tsar b'tsar v'enatach b'tit. We make a pile of stones, but we don't smear it with plaster. What is the Gemara saying? Basically, that you could use a Maisa Hedjit to repair this wall. But now the Gemara clarifies it and qualifies what we just said. Amar Rav Chisda, Laishana El Bekaisel Gina. This is only true with regard to the wall of a garden. Aval Kaisel Chatza, but concerning the wall of a Chatza Baina Kedarko, then you could build it in the usual way using a Maisa Uman. So therefore, a kaisel gina, where only a minor loss is involved, then you have to use a maisa hedjet, because it's not a true dover aved. But in the case of a kaisel chatza, where a major loss is involved, then you're allowed to do even a maisa uman. It follows from this that if someone has a lock on his house that is not working properly, and he is afraid that Ganovim may enter his house, he doesn't have any other locks with which to secure the door, then he would be allowed to repair this lock using a Maisa Uman on Chol HaMoed. Similarly, if a person has a security system that is not working properly on Chol HaMoed, and he's afraid that Ganovim could enter the house, so then he would be allowed to repair it even using a Maisa Uman, because there's a danger of a substantial loss, a Hefsed Meruba. Now, we know that a Davar Aved always involves a Hefsed HaKeren. It always involves the loss of principal and not Menias HaRevach, not simply the prevention of new profit. In order to realize new profit, one is not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. But if a person is in danger of losing something that's already in his possession, a loss of principal, then one is permitted to do work on Chol HaMoed. So it follows from this, that let's say someone has a job, and he's afraid that if he doesn't go into work on Chol HaMoed, he may jeopardize his job, or he may lose his standing or his reputation at work. This may be considered davar aved, since it's a loss of keren, it's a loss of something that he already has in his possession. Similarly, let's say there is a factory owner or a storekeeper who, if they keep their store or factory closed on Chol HaMoed, they will forfeit new profit. So that is not a heta, that's simply Menias HaRevach, and they must close their business on Chol HaMoed. But if there is a danger of losing old customers, if you're not there, the business is not open in order to service your customers, there's a danger that these customers may be lost and not return if the yontif is over. Then that could be grounds to open a business on Chol HaMoed, because losing customers is considered a loss of principal. Some also say that if a business has certain fixed costs that they must pay whether or not they do business on Chol HaMoed, such as if they have to pay their workers regardless of whether or not they work on Chol HaMoed, or they have rental costs or other fixed operating costs that they have to pay, and if they don't open on Chol HaMoed, they're going to have to pay those costs regardless, then that might be considered davar aved, and that might be grounds to open a business. Of course, all shailas should be directed to a Meira Hayra, who could weigh all of these factors and paskin properly. So we say that Benias HaRevach, new profit, something new that you don't own yet, is not considered grounds to do work on Chol HaMoed, or it's not grounds to do pragmatia, to purchase things on Chol HaMoed. But we find certain exceptions to this rule. Let's say a person needs something very badly, and he needs a certain item, which is something that he always buys, and he needs it, he needs this item, and he has an opportunity to buy this item on Chol HaMoed at a reduced cost, that there could possibly be a heter for him to buy this item. And this is based on a Rush in the second Perek of Moikot and Simon Tesvav. The Rush says, V'chein Adam shetzorech liknos yayim bebatzil letzorech shnios kol hashana. If a person has to buy wine during the harvest season in order to supply himself with wine to drink the entire year, v'im yavar amoyed layimtza k'mosh nimtza b'moyed. And if he lets the yontif pass and he doesn't buy it now, he won't be able to buy it after Chol HaMoed. So this is a davar aved hu, and it's mutter liknois letzara kol hashana. And the person would be permitted to buy a complete supply of wine for the entire year. And not only that, but the Rush also says you could even do malacha. It's not just pragmatia, it's not just the buying of the wine that's permissible. But he says, you could even tie the barrels, you could smear the barrels with pitch, you could do actual malacha. This is considered to be a true davar aved, and you're allowed to do malacha for this. And we paskin like this in Shulchan Aruch, Zimin Tufkav Lametesif Tes. In a similar fashion, Hagoyin Rav Yosef Shalom Eliashiv Zecher Tzadok Levracha says, let's say someone finds an apartment or a house on Chol HaMoed, and it's an appropriate apartment for him to rent and live in, and he's afraid that if he waits and doesn't sign a contract immediately, then he may lose this apartment. So even though he doesn't yet have this apartment in his possession, he holds that you may sign a contract on it, on this apartment, to avoid the possibility of losing it. So that is one case, the case of buying wine for the entire year, where we have a heter, even though it's not a loss of principle, but there is a heter based on the Rush and based on the Shulchan Aruch. In this case, since it's a davar nachutz, it's an important item, and it's something that he needs a supply of, and it's something that he plans on buying for later on. He has an opportunity now to buy it at a substantial reduction. Then there is a heter to that one may buy this item on Chol HaMoed. There is another case. There's a case of Shayara, which is speaking about a person has an opportunity to make a profit, an unusual business opportunity. The Rishalmi says, Hadar Shayrasa, Shari Mizbin Menna Bimoyada. The Rishalmi says that if there's a caravan where merchants gather together, they band together, you're allowed to buy from it on Chol HaMoed. And the Rush says that you see from this Yerushalmi, in Mizdame B'moyedav Sheinim Matzoy, if you have an unusual opportunity on Chol HaMoed, it's called Mikra Shapadavar Ave. Kegainim Bahu Shayaroi Shal Seichrim B'moyed. Ve'ilu Harbe Schayroi Samoichim Bezol. They bring a lot of merchandise, these merchants, and they're selling it very inexpensively. Below Yimsu Acha HaMoed, and he's not going to find this same opportunity after Chol HaMoed. In this case, we say Menias HaRevach Hu Hefsid, Kivin De Dover Sheinim Matzohi. Since this is an unusual opportunity, so then merchants, business people, would be allowed to take advantage and stock up on merchandise since it's available now at a substantial reduction. And it's brought down also in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tuf Kuf Lametesef Hey. It's permitted over here to buy and sell at if it's an unusual opportunity, even not for his personal use, like the case of Yayin L'chol HaShana, but this is a case of a business opportunity. He's buying it to buy and sell. he is allowed to do it, and he's allowed to do schayra for a profit on Chol HaMoed because it's an unusual opportunity. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tuf Kuf Lamites Sifkat and Chavdal, it brings down in the name of the Beis Yosef that the basis of the heter is the chaye adam uparnasasai tali bezeh, because the livelihood of a person, his parnasa, depends on this. The daita malzeh tamid, and business people have their mind on this all the time. They're looking for just such opportunities. Hilka chashiv pseida. Therefore, it's considered to be a loss, and one is permitted to take advantage of this opportunity. In the first case of buying wine for the entire year, the Rush and the Shulchan Aruch permit even malacha, as we mentioned earlier. It's not just the Is of Pragmatia that they permit on Chol HaMoed, but they even permit tying the barrels and smearing the barrels with pitch. As far as the case of Shayara, the second case, where it's not being bought for personal use, but it's being bought in order to profit, to resell it, for business purposes, so some permit malacha also, and others say that only pragmatia is permitted and not malacha. The heter of shayara is only when a rare opportunity presents itself for profit. But let's say the price is just a little bit reduced. It's a type of sale, a type of opportunity that you have every week. There are similar sales available for business people, then that would not be the heter of shayara, and one would not be permitted to conduct business on Chol HaMoed to buy at such a sale because it's not a true rare opportunity. Based on shayara, and based also on the previous case of wine, buying wine for the entire year, so one may buy merchandise that's not needed for the festival, for Chol HaMoed, for Yontif, if a big sale is held with substantial reductions. In the Sefer Zichron Shleima, we bring down a psak from Hagoyin Rav Moshe Feinstein and Hagoyin Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Based on the heter of buying wine for during the time of the harvest season for the entire year. So based on that case, Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov Zatzal say that a person is allowed to buy merchandise at a sale. Let's say a department store is having a big sale where there are substantial reductions, then a person would be allowed to take advantage of this unusual sale during Chol HaMoed and to buy merchandise. It should follow that since this heter is based on the case of wine, of buying wine for the entire year, it should follow that a person is only allowed to buy something that he intended to buy anyhow and that he's planning to buy after Chol HaMoed. For example, let's say a person needs a winter coat, and during Chol HaMoed Sukkos, there are sales on winter coats, and one store is offering very large reductions. Then, since a person wanted to buy this winter coat anyhow, and he was going to buy it after Chol HaMoed, now he has an opportunity to buy it at a much reduced price, so he'd be allowed to buy it on Chol HaMoed. But let's say to buy items they had no intention of buying, he doesn't really need. He's buying them only because they're so substantially reduced, then a person would not have a heter to buy it on Chol HaMoed. That's what should come out from this halacha. However, Hagoyin Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Devot Sina Rav both say that is permitted to buy any type of item, even an item that you did not intend to buy, and even though you don't have such a great need for it, but since the sale is so substantial, you'd be allowed to buy items of that nature as well. As far as writing Chidushei Torah on Chol HaMoed, so it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that one is allowed to write Chidushei Torah on Chol HaMoed. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that writing Chidushei Torah If a person doesn't write Chidushei Torah, then he may forget it. And Ein Lecha Davar Ha'aved Gadol Mizeh. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that they were made on the Bach that he wrote his Chiba on Chol HaMoed. There's also a story brought down about the Chofetz Chaim, that he was once writing his Chedushim on Chol HaMoed. A chash of a person walked in, and he was very surprised that the Chofetz Chaim was writing Chedushei Torah on Chol HaMoed, and the Chofetz Chaim was very makbid. And he said to the person, "Do you think I'm doing something shaloi al pi din?" And we also find that the Chazon Ish used to write his Chedushei Torah on Chol HaMoed. Now, although it's mutta to write Chidushei Torah on Chol HaMoed, but to be mesada one's Chidushim, let's say someone already has all of his Chidushim written down already, and now he wants to rewrite it and be mesada it in a good Seder. So there the Chayadim says he does not have a heter to do this on Chol HaMoed. Let's say someone likes to write while he's learning. It facilitates his learning and it helps him be mevara the sugya. Then the Chazon Ish holds that you are allowed to write on Chol HaMoed for that purpose as well. And that would also be considered a davar aved, not to be allowed to write in that case.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.